I told you you'd be here. Yep. Today was yesterday's tomorrow. A lot of us go through these situations in our lives where we feel like we're not going to make it until the next day. And I've had my fair share. So today's podcast, I want to talk about that. I want to sit down and I want to have this conversation with you. Tomorrow is never promised, but neither is today. Neither is the next second, the next moment, the next anything. But that's what anxiety is. It's the fear of something happening in the future. Something that's stressing you out then, not now. And when you think it's now, when you think there's something that's stressing you out right now, it's usually something that's about to happen. So say you're giving a speech in class. You're not stressed out about, you know, waiting to give a speech in class. You're stressed out about the speech that's going to happen in class. It's not about the right now. It's about this moment that's coming up. And I wanted to also talk about the things that are happening in my life that I thought would be interesting. So hello, if you're new here, my name is Joey Kidney. I'm the only person on the Happy Times podcast. We're looking to revamp it. I'll give you a little heads up. We're looking to revamp the Happy Times podcast. I've been doing this for, oh gosh, years now. Probably like 4 or 5 years now, which is crazy because I feel like I started the podcast like last year. But it's been a while. And it's always just kind of been me. I've interviewed some people, but it's not really been my style. And with the way that I want to run things in the future, and talking about the worries about the future, I am scared. I don't know where this podcast is going to go, but there's things that I want to try. I want to turn it into more seasons. So if you have any tips, please just send them my way. But I'm looking to maybe do like, 12 to 20 episodes per season versus me trying to figure out a podcast episode every week, every second week, every third week. I really just film it. And I film really, really good episodes that are structured. And I'm still going to have the ad-lib aspect to it because a lot of you love that. I'm still going to have the non-scripted aspect to it. But I do want to interview people. Not interview people. I want to talk to people about certain subjects and things that are on my mind and on your mind. And I want to have more segments and do things and interact with you guys more on this podcast and possibly even film it. Now, this is something that's going to take a while to, you know, figure out. And I'm going to continue to do these podcasts, but just know in the future that it's not going to be once every week. It may be just 20 episodes throughout the year, but it's going to be really freaking good. So that's something that I've been trying to work on. And this past week, I was at Playlist Live. So for those who don't know, I did VidCon a while ago. VidCon is a social media convention, and it's the same as Playlist Live, except VidCon is in California, and Playlist Live is in Orlando. VidCon was a very weird experience because creators didn't matter there. It was just about an industrial experience, not industrial, industry experience, where it was all about the exhibitors. So it was about going to Squishmallow booth, the Stay You booth, which is my brand, and just buying things. It wasn't necessarily set up to be a fan creator event. And it was weird because there was people walking around with 20 million followers, 50 million followers that no one stopped them, you know, which was, don't bash to the creators. They still have a following. It just wasn't promoted and structured properly by VidCon. And so Playlist Live was this past weekend and it was definitely different. About, I would say like at VidCon, I would say 20% of people knew who I was, we sold an amazing amount of merch there, which was amazing because that shows that the hoodies are just nice and people like them. They don't need to know who I am. And at Playlist, it was about 80% of people who knew who I was who was buying the merch, which was also interesting. And it was so nice to see so many familiar faces again and see so many people support me. And the number one thing that I get from people is I'm the sad guy on TikTok. I'm the sad guy. I'm always making sad videos. And I'm not a sad person. But at Playlist this year, it was so rewarding to hear that people came up to me and they said, "You're the motivational guy on TikTok. Your videos inspire me." And that made my freaking day. Just that little switch. And I'm just so thankful for everyone who came up to me. And if you ever see me on the street, please say hi. Don't just look at me. That stresses me out. Just come say hi. But it's been a while since I did any tours and stuff or any shows. And I had panels and everything. I also spoke at a wedding this 2 weeks ago, which was the most nerve-wracking I've ever been in. I've been in a while. Because growing up, I was a shy kid. I was a kid that, yeah, I needed my mom to talk for me. I couldn't call anyone. I was scared. I kind of had to knew how things were going to play out. And I guess that's a little bit of anxiety as a kid, but that wasn't really talked about when I was growing up. And I was giving a speech at my cousin's wedding because I was a groomsman. And he asked me to speak. And I said yes. And at the time, I didn't know that there was also 11 other people speaking. Or 10 other people speaking. I was the 11th. And I went up to him and was like, whoa, you got a lot of people talking. I don't think you need me. Do you need me? And he's like, you do you. Whatever you want. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't back out. I got to say the nice thing, you know? And not just the nice thing. I wrote something beautiful. And I won't read it because it's meant for them. But I was so, so nervous for it because I grew up around my family. And my family has always known me as the shy kid. The one that is kind of scared to do anything. It gets red every time they bring something up that's a little uncomfortable for me. I was always that kid. And so to get up there and talk in front of this family of, you know, I think it was like 130 people and some people I didn't know, that was definitely nerve-wracking for me. But I did it, and at the end of it, everyone came up to me and said how much they loved my speech. I guarantee you it was like a minute to 2 minute speech. It wasn't even long. But it was an amazing feeling. And then I went to VidCon, and I was on panels and stuff, and I was just, I've realized I'm a little different than everyone else. One of my friends said this to me the other day. They described the way that I speak and the way that I think about something, and they use the word purposeful. They say that the way that I speak, there's always a purpose to what I'm doing. Not even just speak, but my actions. And I thought that was really interesting because the way that I've really changed how I do speak now is I pause a lot. And that was taught to me by my friend Matthias, just having conversations with him. And I do have a lot of run-on sentences still, but I was having a conversation with Matthias and he made me think.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
I feel so whole. He made me feel so comforted. He made me feel heard. And just because he added these little pauses, he added these moments of listening instead of being like, okay, yeah, right, yeah, mm-hmm, yep, I hear you. Obviously, he hears me if he's paying attention. And if he's not, then he's not going to have an appropriate answer, which I think is a great skill. If you have trouble with answering or paying attention, stop focusing on a response to know that they feel heard. Because the way that you can make them feel heard is by giving an appropriate response, asking more questions, being in the conversation. And that's what I brought to the table at VidCon at the panels, is I was giving more personal advice than other creators. I was giving more advice to the audience members that are there listening to us than just talking about myself, which was interesting. Even though I just said I was giving personal advice, but I would give personal advice in the sense that I'm giving it from a different perspective. I would talk about how I'm dealing with my situation, but not just like how I went through it. Hey, I'm Joey, I went through this, but more about the feeling and experience that I faced while I was going through that, so that somebody can relate no matter if they've experienced that or not. And that's kind of how I wrote my book, What's the Rush? If you haven't read it, definitely should. I have autographed and signed copies on my website, but that's not my point here. I was just a very different character than the creators that I grew up with and that I grew up as. I remember when I was just a young creator boy, I would just say, you know, the things that, you know, would make people smile and make people happy and make me feel comfortable at the same time. But now I truly think about what I want to say and my words and how I want people to feel when they hear them, not just to make them smile. But I want to, if someone's asking me a question and they feel sad, I can either make them feel comforted or make them, you know, not feel sad, but feel heard. And I've never thought that way before. I've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of reading books. And obviously, when I say reading, I mean, like, I've been, you know, you read things online, but that's not the same as reading a book. One of the books that I'm reading right now is Things Might Go Terribly, Horribly Wrong. And it's just giving me more insight on anxiety, which is truly interesting and truly impactful. You should definitely give it a go if you need a book to read. I'm not a big, like, let's say, like, sci-fi story reader. I'm more a self-help reader. I like things to have a purpose in my life. And not saying that those books don't have a purpose for you, but mine isn't necessarily to disconnect. Mine is to understand and ask more questions and understand the whys. And that's because that's my favorite thing to do, is ask why. But going back to the topic that I started out on for this, you're here. And I'm very thankful that you are, and I'm here as well. I'm very thankful that I am.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I've made a video on TikTok the other day, and I said that you will be here tomorrow. You're going to make it tomorrow. And I got a lot of comments being like, how do you know that? And tomorrow's not promised, and blah, 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 blah. That's not my point. I'm not here to, like, predict the Earth's future or your life. I'm just telling you, you're going to make it to tomorrow. Because if you're here, if you're listening to this, you're strong enough. So the reason why I made that video is because I had my version of a bad day. And I say my version of a bad day because everybody has a bad day. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what house you live in, what car you drive. You can still have a bad day. And my bad day was quite simple. I went to a doctor, and they told me that I was going to have a surgery. Or possibly have a surgery if I go through with it. And that was an icing on my cake. It was great. It's a great way to start the day. Then I went to a coffee shop and I was paying, and as I went to pay, my card, I was going to tap it, and then my card, like, hit the machine and fell. And then I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just pay with my phone. And then I tapped with my phone, and then I was going to pick up my card later, and I couldn't find it. That's because there was a crack in the counter, and my card fell down it. And turns out that's the second time that's happened, but they couldn't get mine out. So I had to call, cancel my card, and get a whole new thing, which means I have to call every single company that, like, uses my credit card as, like, subscriptions and stuff to change that card. And I got to remember, are things going to cancel, like insurance, pet insurance, all of that stuff. So that was fun. And then the dishwasher broke, so I had to wash all the dishes by hand. Privilege, obviously. But it's just, like I said, my version of a bad day. And my lawyer called with bad news. And there was one thing that I kept putting away. And it kept falling down. And I don't know how to describe that, but it was the most frustrating thing ever. Every time I picked it up and I put it away, it would fall down. And it's one of those things that's just like that last piece of added stress and anxiety and everything to your day. It just all came crashing down. And before I could break down, before I could completely say, fuck this, I'm done, I realized that tomorrow's going to be better. Even if it's worse, it's going to be better. And the reason why is because I made it through today. And if I made it through today, then I've gained strength. I've gone through things that I didn't think I would make through. And I can take that skill and I can take it to tomorrow with me. And so if the same things happen tomorrow that did today, I will be able to conquer them just by living, just by experiencing, just by being here. And guaranteed, there's going to be new things tomorrow that are going to suck, that I might not be able to handle. But I will. We all say we can't handle it, but we do. If you're listening to this, you're here. You're going to make it to tomorrow. You're going to be there. I'm going to see you there. You're strong enough. Those are all the things that I can say to you, but I need you to have that little epiphany, that moment. That moment where you something keeps falling down and you keep picking it up. And then you realize that tomorrow's going to be okay. Even if it's not. And that's kind of like saying, like, it's okay to not be okay. And I think that's a very overused saying now. Which is fine. It's cliche because it's true. But it's also okay to be really happy. Because oftentimes we can fall into this rut of just feeling bad for ourselves. And I could have not picked up that object and just broke down and lost it. Lost it all. And I almost felt guilty for not. Like I feel like I should have let myself just completely release all of that angst. That's what people do. That's what people complain about. That's what people make videos about. That's what people do in the movies. And that's not what motivational people do, and inspirational people are those videos that you watch that you see are fake. So I felt guilt no matter what, but I just wanted to be happy. And so I picked that thing up. I put it away. I shoved it back in there. That's not coming out. And I just thought to myself that tomorrow's going to be better. This is one day. This is one moment. And I just really hope that you can understand that as well. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I do have special news. Today, right now, the Leave Me Alone hoodie is officially live. I made it as a joke. I'm joking. But I'm not joking. I was like, what if we made a hoodie that was like, fuck off, leave me alone. I couldn't put a swear word on it, but I just put leave me alone hoodie. And we brought it to VidCon and people loved it. I would post it in videos and people were like, where is that hoodie? Which I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, people say they want something, but are they actually going to go get it? And then it was our most sold at VidCon and our most sold at Playlist Live. And now it's officially online. So if you want to go grab it, we only have limited quantities, and we did have a pre-order, but now we have we have it in person now. So once you order it, it will be shipped out the day of or the next day. But I just want to say thank you very much for all your support. And if you are wearing the hoodie, I promise I will leave you alone. Don't worry. But thank you guys very much for listening. And I really do adore you, and I'm very excited for the future of this podcast. But don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you back here sometime soon. Okay.